Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Let's get to Brett Bielema. Did you see this yesterday? I'll read what he said first, all right? It's about his team. And now part of it, most of it he's talking about the offensive line, but he's talking about the team in general here. All right? And he goes out and he says, as a head coach, you're only as good as your roster. Okay. I just know this as a head coach, you're only as good as your roster. I kind of learned that the first time I went to the Kentucky Derby, right? Nobody was betting on the jockeys. Everybody was betting on the horses. So to win the Derby, you got to have the right horse, and I think our players are going to be a reflection of what our program stands for. I stood in front of the room last year when I took over and said, everybody is invited back because of COVID, and they gave me the opportunity to do that. But as this roster continues to transition, I've got to make tough decisions. Players have to make decisions. The roster is going to have to change to get where we want to go to win a Big Ten championship. All 22 of Illinois' super seniors did return for another season, highest in the nation. Several other, quote, normal seniors will still have 1 year of eligibility remaining, but Bielema made it clear nothing's guaranteed. One area of concern he pointed out is up front. Nearly all of the Illinois offensive linemen this season, with the exception of Julian Pearl, are in their final college campaign. That group will be a high priority moving forward, in particular the offensive line. I don't believe we have a player in the two deep that the previous coaching staff recruited over the last 3 years really is going to do anything significantly to help us in the playing department. Yikes. I mean, he then went on to talk about the quarterbacks, how the quarterbacks haven't been developed, even though they're transfers. And you're sitting there like, hey, when you take over a team, here's my point. The second you walk in that room and you look at everybody in the auditorium, guess what? Every single player is now your player. They aren't the other guy's players. They're your players. You're responsible for them. You're responsible for their development. You're responsible for helping them with their hopes and dreams. You're responsible for their concerns. They're your players. And remember, when he's talking about the development, you know, they haven't been developed. Guess what? You had spring practice with them. You had in the preseason. Part of the responsibility is yours. No offense.